your breakthrough. So at that opportunity, it's vitally important that we recognize. I always send the kids daily sometimes. Make Jesus a part of your family. Make Jesus a part of your family. And watch him, because wherever he's welcomed, wherever you respect him, wherever he's known to be honored, it can't help but change that situation. It can't help but. And so it's vitally important that whatever you're believing God for, that first you got to welcome him into your house. Open up your life and allow him to come into your situation. First, come into your life. He cannot change your situation until he first changes you. Okay? Because when he's got you, whether your situation changes or not, he has the most important thing in that situation, and that is your heart. So it's vitally important that every time you come to the house of the Lord, that first you come into this house with respect and honor to the one who is worthy to receive all glory, and that is the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And so it's vitally important. Son, can I have my Bible and phone, please? Glory to Jesus. Happy 4th of July. I'm excited. I'm excited for what the Lord is doing in your lives, for what the Lord is doing in Threshing Floor Tabernacle. Apostle and I would like to thank all of you for celebrating his birthday last week. He kept saying thank you that evening, the next day, because how many of you like to be celebrated when it's your special day? So from the depths of my heart, I want to thank every person that brought a dish so that we can bless those that came out or those that are not able to bring something. But for those that do, you went above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that the church of the living God was blessed. Amen. And we were most blessed by the testimonies of the new ones. And he was just so surprised, though he's heard it at QLM, though I've shared it with him personally. But to hear the women share at his birthday, it just really took him to another level of appreciation and responsibility for what God has entrusted unto us. It is like what I share at LTJ. A lot of these women are coming through the doors. They're coming through broken. They're coming through bruised. They're coming through, you know, being disappointed, betrayed, whatever they've encountered in their personal life, whether they had relationships that really tore them apart, whatever it is, life dealt them a hard hand. But when they come through Threshing Floor Tabernacle, it is like they're that precious egg. When we go to pick up a dozen eggs from the freezer at a supermarket and the wise person don't just put it in the cart, they open up to make sure there's not one egg that's cracked. And so sometimes you don't know this, that a lot of these women, they're cracked. And so when you see a cracked egg in the container, for me, I have to handle it delicately, or it will not burst further in the container or break in the container. That's how it is with these women that are coming to LTJ. And sometimes, unless you really, you look, you do a survey, oh, the eggs don't look broken, until you go to use one of those eggs, Brother Kwame. And when you go to use one of those eggs, you'll notice that on the bottom side was cracked. So a lot of these women, they don't look cracked. They don't look broken. They don't look bruised. But the more you handle them, you'll recognize that they're fragile because of what they've gone through. So as a wise woman of God, we have to learn how to handle those eggs. Their life are precious. If you mishandle an uncooked egg, you can break it. Does that make sense? And so Apostle was truly blessed. I hope he doesn't mind. He and his lovely wife, who truly, truly are blessed by the ministry of Threshing Floor Tabernacle. And Brother Anthony had sent Apostle a text concerning LTJ and how this movement have really blessed the women that he has referred the women to. And they noticed, he's noticed a change. And for some of them, I say, go back to Brother Anthony. Let him know what you received here. It is only the right thing to do. And so unbeknownst to Brother Anthony, I've been texting Sister Diana to check up on these three individuals. They're all family. And so the mother has taken a journey during the summer, but we were concerned about the daughter. And so Sister Diana asked me, do you want me to leave a voicemail, you know, at the mother's house? I said, yes, because when they return, they'll recognize that we do care for real in their absence. And let them know the date and the time we followed up, because we want to make sure that they get all that they came here for, because they are precious in the Lord's eyes, and they are definitely precious to Brother Anthony and his lovely wife, Mary Jane. And therefore, we treat them just as royally. And so Apostle was totally blessed and humbled when that text came over to him. He sent it over to me, and I told him, that's a scary thing. Why is it scary? Because you never want to mishandle God's people. You never want to abuse God's people. And I'm not saying that there are people that are going to be offended by our actions, as I share with LTJ on Mondays. If I teach or preach something from this word and I expound on it and you get offended, I'm glad. You get hurt by this word, I'm glad. And then I proceed to say further, because at least you know you're still alive. You are still alive, and the Master wants us to be crucified, dead to self, and alive to Christ. So according to Ephesians chapter 2, allow me. Glory. You were dead in trespasses and sins. In times past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Verse 5 says, he hath quickened you by grace, are you saved, and hath seated you together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All of us, before we received Jesus, we were a walking corpse. No matter if you were a successful business person, though you went to college, though you're a professor, though you're an entrepreneur, no matter what vocation you were blessed with prior to receiving Jesus, the Word of God says you were like a walking corpse, dead in trespasses and sins. But after receiving your personal Lord and Savior, you are now a son. According to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12, for as many as received him, Jesus gave him or her power to become the sons of God. You are now an heir of God through Christ. So prior to you being seated in heavenly places, you were a dead walking corpse. No matter if you were a doctor, an attorney, chief justice, senator, governor, Supreme Court justice, no matter what vocation, you were a dead walking corpse according to the word of God. After you received Jesus, you left that level, that platform, and Christ has placed you up here. Up here in heavenly places. So this is where we regulate our life from. On this level, on this position, take away Brother Joshua and put your life here, dressed in royal garb that the Master has given to you. In this position, you don't rob God. In this position, you are victorious. In this position, you have all that it takes for you to draw, to pull, to bring in the blessings that are readily available to you because of your position in Christ. This position. However, you have to remember, this is a heavenly position, a spiritual position, but this is where you regulate every role that you walk in, whether you're a wife, whether you're a husband, whether you're a deacon, whether you're apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, whatever gifting, because now you're in Jesus. I'm no longer talking about the doctor. Now you're in Jesus, seated in heavenly places. You have to now regulate your life here by reading the final authority of the manual that has been given to you. So that's a role that a lot of us are not quite sure of what we have or possess. We know we're saved. We know we're born again. We know we're a believer. We know we're a Christian. We know we go to TFT. But do you know you have the victory because of Jesus? It's good to say all of that, but how about your position here? Command what you have been given here, the keys here. Loose them. Where? In the earth. You still alive. You are still alive. So we have to totally know who we are here. But we don't know that while we are yet here on earth, that we have opposition, that there's a conflict between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. So we leave darkness out of this. Just so that I can like convey a message, because a lot of us, we know we're a son or a daughter, but we don't know how to engage in warfare as an intercessor or a soldier of the living God. That's where we fall short. This position came from here. What he utilizes here is in this position. He is fully armored. I wanted to use one of the armed services and how they're dressed up when they're ready for battle. They don't dress like this just to go to bed. They are dressed like this because they are getting trained to go into foreign land, because they have been informed the enemy is coming. So before it comes to us, let's go into the enemy's territory dressed like this. Not in army fatigue, but your full armor in Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. So before you get fully armored, make sure you're strong in the Lord. Because when you're strong here, you'll be effective here. A lot of believers, they use this role and position in error. A lot of wives use this role in their own home. They think that they always got to battle their husbands. They think that they always have to say something to prove who they are. You just be confident here. It doesn't take away from you. God never intended, the master never intended for us to use this against each other. It's against the kingdom of darkness. Okay? And so when the Holy Spirit downloads, and this is very, very important because it's vitally needed now. Apostle and I have been looking, not that we have to look, but ISIS is getting bolder. And so sleepers are being activated and released in America. And so the church is still sleeping. They don't think this position is needed. I beg to differ. I beg to differ, okay? 2 Timothy. It's vitally important. First, you're secure in this position as an heir, your royalty here, your sonship here. Your sonship here brings about the soldier in you to battle against anything that will try to rob you of your blessing, take away your joy, release the kingdom of darkness on your children. This is where you fight here, being confident that what you fight there, it's already victorious because of this position. Does that make sense? So it's vitally important. In this position, the disciples said, Master, teach us how to pray in Matthew 6, teaching you the difference between prayer and intercessions. In this position, in your role as a daughter, a believer, Christian, child of God, here, be confident. Know what you have here in this position. Don't even worry about that yet until you know who you have here, because you'll mess that up. You'll hurt somebody there because you think you're aiming at people, but we're aiming at another kingdom. So in this position, Lord, teach us how to pray. And Jesus said in Matthew 6, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Direct communication, direct dialogue, direct conversation. But when the enemy starts trying to mess you up and you see your children acting in a different spirit, or you see that there's something that's happening in your finances, or you hear that a brother or sister is going through some tough times, you get armored up here. So here in this position, you command. You walk in that commanding authority against the arsenal of the kingdom of darkness. The weaponry of yours is much more powerful than anything the kingdom of darkness has to missile against you. Here you come and you command to give it up. Here, another C, you communicate with the Father. Here, you don't communicate with Satan. You don't communicate with the devil. You don't hold conversations with him. You command and you take back what rightly belongs to you. And you make sure here is secure. So when you're in here, when he sees or hears you, he hears him, Jesus. Vitally important. And so when we come here, it's vitally important intercessions. Apostle and I just don't pray. We call your names out directly, individually. We don't group you together. We call out you directly. Even if you're married, your name escapes our lips before the throne of God. And when the Holy Ghost releases a word concerning what you're going through, either there or down the road, we go here for you. We go here for you. And we command every demon, every sickness, every disease, and we send forth that word according to Psalms chapter 107, verse 20. He sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction, according to Isaiah chapter 53, that surely the Lord Jesus Christ, he hath borne our griefs. He carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, you were healed. We do that from this position for you. So we're trying to enlist every soldier so that you know who you are. According to Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, analogy purposes only. Has to go through anointed lips. This rifle, machine gun that you have, some of you have two or three. This sword, weapon, machine gun, rifle, has to flow through anointed pure lips in order for the kingdom of darkness to obey you. Very important. Breastplate of righteousness. Shield of faith. Loins girded about with truth. You're not walking truth if you don't bring you all your tie into the storehouse. And your feet. Combat boots. Feet shod, prepared, equipped with the gospel of peace. Every arsenal, his name, the blood, the gifts, the promises, Jesus, everything has been delivered to you. You are victorious here. Look at what you're doing here. What are you doing? What are you doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? That's the position of a confident person. That's the position of a confident person in what? That the word of God says, I'm a joint heir with Christ. All he has, the word of God is mine, says it's mine. So you have to know fully what you have here so you can engage here. And a part-time Christian cannot operate in this. You cannot operate in this. You cannot. And let me say, a woman of God dresses proper. It's one of the things I teach in LTJ. We don't have to show anything that doesn't men don't need to see. It doesn't matter whether you're in church. I would pray you dress more proper out there than you do in here. because out there is where they need to see it. And so they don't need to see. If you say you're a woman of God, we need to dress appropriately. Appropriately. We don't need to show our belly. We don't need to show our chest. We don't need to show anything. If you're married, that's only for your husband. That I'm echoing from our apostle. We need to show the church how women of God dress. Because now on Facebook, last night, Apostle was about to jump off his seat with the one from Sacramento, Rodriguez. Samuel Rodriguez, speaker last night at World Harvest. He was about to jump out of his seat because of the strength of the message and because he did not compromise. And he said to the live stream, bring it up close to the live stream, not me. Flaws, blemishes, spots, wrinkles. And so, according to the word of God, you know, even spots or wrinkles, we will not enter in. He's coming for a pure bride. Okay? If we have spots or wrinkles, we won't come. He's coming for a pure bride. So the speaker said, come up. And then he said, there's no four-way to heaven. There's not four ways. There's not three ways. There's not two ways to heaven. It's only one way. According to the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you have to believe in that. Amen? And so it's vitally important if you have the bulletin, you need to be educated on the two different roles. But first, be really, really confident and secure here. As a son and daughter, now you have to prioritize your life because now you're able to tap in to the spiritual kingdom of God and pull in what you need while you're living in the earth. First order of priority is learning how to develop effective prayers and intercessions in the prayer chamber every day. Build your spiritual muscles in intercessions. Build spiritual endurance. Build spiritual aptitude. Build spiritual latitude. Build spiritual attitude. Then engage in the host of intercessions in the house of prayer. And it's vitally important that disciplined in your prayer chambers, you'll recognize that no matter what challenges, frustrations, disappointments, discouragements, bad, sad news, rejections that comes your direction, you're able to handle it and respond with godly character, which is the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The Holy Spirit, not your spirit. There's always opportunities, vast opportunities, a plethora of opportunities to exhibit or express the fruit of the Spirit or our human spirit. We can become ugly, rude, mean, undisciplined. If this is you, you are promoting Satan's kingdom. Confidence as an intercessor is activated and released by your position in Christ and heir of God through Jesus Christ. You don't need to go into battle or use weaponry to exhibit godly character. By dying to your old ways and to yourself, it's a choice, and depending on your choice reveals who is in control. Either you're in control, the Spirit of Christ is in control, or Satan is in control. Jesus turned and looked at Peter and said, get thee behind me, Satan. In heaven, you are secure. I'm going to close it up. You are secure in your position as a son or daughter of God. Here on earth, we are a son and a soldier. So the majority, 99% of the Church of the Living God at large, they still are not secure of their position as a son or daughter in Christ. If they were, there would be more churches like this. Because in this house, we preach and promote holiness for real. It's not only about laying in bed with somebody that you're not married to. It's not having sex out of marriage. It's not just like, you know, being a drunk or a prostitute. There's other characteristics. You might be gossiping. You might be bitter. You might be maligning somebody. It might be jealousy. That's on the same level as committing fornication. So let us not rule those out, because that is just as dangerous as the other. Or robbing God from tithes. Does that make sense? And so it's vitally important as a soldier, when we call forth and sound the alarm for intercessions, that's what we're looking for. We need intercessors to engage in warfare. First, you are most effective in your private chambers. What you do privately at home, be consistent. Choose a time. For me, it's 3 o'clock. Currently, I used to do 2 all the way until I got ready to go to work. For me, it's 3 o'clock until 4:30, 4:45. Then I have to rush and get ready and go catch the van to go to San Francisco. And I always say to LDJ, choose a time that it's doable for you. Start at 15 minutes, but don't stay at 15 minutes. I said start, meaning there's progression. So once you are disciplined and consistent at your private time, this corporately will be an ease. You won't be fatigued and go to the water all the time. Get a drink, or you won't go to the bathroom as a break. It's an ease to pray. What you do privately, God will promote you publicly. Everybody say it. What I do privately, God will promote me publicly. And it is true. Okay? And here in your private time, in your private time at home, you die. You know why? Because the Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost, reveals who you are for real. And when he says you got sin in your life, don't keep praying. In that private room, closet of yours, tell the Lord, I'm sorry. You're revealing this sin in my life. Forgive me, Lord. Because we are led by the Holy Ghost. We don't lead the Holy Ghost. We are led. Well, I should say I am. I allow the Holy Ghost to lead me in everything I do. Everything I do. Because I can't afford to tilt, because my kids' lives are at stake, our grandchildren, the ungodly, those that are sick. There's a few here that I call out by name after calling all of you out by name with your children that I specifically assign healing scriptures to, because I want y'all to get new organs. I want y'all to get new whatever it is you're believing. So we come on top of yours and we say, yes, Lord, I'm putting my faith with theirs. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Can we all stand up? Thank you. Thank you, mighty men of God. Thank you so much. Please give them a hand of applause, because I believe in visual. You receive a greater understanding when you see your role in which position. Does that make sense? And so please don't forget, we have ministry. We'll be live streaming at 4 o'clock here in the tabernacle. So for those of you, please come out, be a part of what we're doing in this house, engage, get active. And a lot of you have expressed your interest in being a part of this church family. TFT, can we give them all a hand of applause? A lot of you. And we thank you. That means the Holy Ghost has really been at large over your life. So thank you, Apostle and I shared it with Apostle. And so he's aware of that. And so when we extend the invitation for you to come up and be a part of our church family, he'll do that on a Sunday. And then once you get engaged, you know, then we'll speak to you concerning that, because a lot of you are coming to me because you want to get active. That's what we've been praying for. Apostle and I have been crying out for years. We want more laborers. We want more laborers, laborers that will get actively involved. You know, and so no task is too big for us. We should have that mindset. No task, whether it's cleaning dad's house, whether it's going out evangelizing, whether it's building QLM or building the women's movement. The women's movement is basically Apostle's vision for the women in this house. That's his vision. I had to totally, you know, embrace what he had to give, because I was doing at that time the ladies at Yahweh. And so then I just stepped up and he said, okay, if you need help, of course. But in with that vision, Brother Anthony, you see the fruit. You see the fruit. That's his vision. And we're bringing it about. We're bringing up. We're putting our hands to the plow. We're putting our hands to the plow. So I would like to thank you on behalf of Apostle and I, for those of you that have expressed interest to become of this church, to become a part of this church family. Thank you, so much. And that just all glory to Jesus. And I would like to. I have a praise report. But I also have, if we could kindly extend a warm welcome to Tiana Jones. You're Ty? Welcome, Ty. Sister Nicole's daughter, my mother. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. I pray that, you know, the Holy Ghost, you know, we might be different, but we truly love the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way and the truth and the life. You know, without him, I wouldn't be standing here always radical. And, you know, I've gotten to the place where I want more of God, so I'm going to get more of him for me. And so thank you. And again, on your right side, Sister Nicole, we welcome your son once again. Welcome back. It's good to see you here. And I pray that you will be encouraged to see all these young men serving the Lord, on fire for the Lord, giving their lives over to the Lord, because they know how it was when they were not in the Lord. So this is the best decision that they have made. And so I pray that you'll be encouraged and that you'll see, wow, there are some men that really love the Lord here for real. Right, Brother Xavier? Glory to Jesus. Can I see a hand of those that are saved in this house, because we're about to take Holy Communion? Please raise it up so I can see. You know, Holy Communion, oh, it's for me, I love, I enjoy that time in taking Holy Communion. And so, Sister Kay, I would like for you to dismiss your husband's hand and go, please take Sister Ty to one of the offices and see about, you know, salvation. And then, Preacher Man, if I could ask you, if you could kindly see to Sister Nicole's son, just talk to him briefly, and then just let me know afterwards. Just let him know what we're doing about salvation. And it is a wonderful decision for those that have received him. Amen. Glory to Jesus. And then, yes, thank you. If I could have Brother Deontay or Brother Tim assist with the passing of the communion. Glory to Jesus. And so go ahead and take your seat. We're about to be dismissed. I thank you for coming out. Glory to Jesus. And I pray that, you know, don't ever. Thank you, sir. Don't ever come into this house, I'll just say it like that, and not give your all to the master. Because you'll notice you come in not feeling like it. You were bombarded with so many things before you entered those doors. You were bombarded like, man, I want to give up. Don't ever give up, because that's, you know, you give up, the enemy will win. Because this is what you need. What is it that's in here? The presence, the anointing, and the truth of God's word that's being taught and preached in this house. So don't ever entertain the thought. Once you entertain it, you're hooked. When your body feels like, oh, I just give up, rebuke it right away. No. Then take yourself out of the equation and say, Jesus is worth serving. Jesus died for me, therefore I want to serve him. Even in going to church, amen? And so during this time, make it personal. As the ushers are going around passing Holy Communion, you talk to the Lord. Talk to him about, some of you just feel, oh man, can I? Yes, you can. He's given it for you. All you have to do is repent. You said or did something, just quietly, Lord, I repent. Not because I have to take this Holy Communion. I repent because I know what I did in not serving you is wrong. So it's just that simple. So don't make it so difficult. Don't strain yourself. Amen? So when you receive your offering, your communion, talk to the master. Talk to the master as I read one of my favorite scriptures for Holy Communion. Glory. Glory. And ushers, let me know when everybody is served. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto the Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of the Father that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Glory to Jesus. I will stop there. For those of you, are you ready to eat of this bread? Glory to Jesus. Ah, it is wonderful. Lift up your bread. Heavenly Father, we come before you as a corporate assembly in this house, Threshing Floor Tabernacle. Father, we ask you that you will visit us as we prepare to eat this bread. Prepare our soul, Jesus, that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was crucified. He died, buried, rose again from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, forever interceding on our behalf. Father, bless this bread. And as we take and eat, we do it in remembrance of thee. In Jesus' mighty name, take the bread and eat it, Church of God. If you have your cup ready, lift it up. Ha! Glory. In reverential awe. Not another Sunday thing to do. Father, as we lift up this cup, the cup that represents the blood of the Lamb, that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And bless this cup in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we all stand up, please? Glory. How are you? Glory. Be blessed today. Enjoy your 4th of July. Don't forget, Brother Anthony, a lot of those women at your direction have been coming. Sister Helen, and if you wouldn't mind, because we don't have her information, if you could just convey to the women that are sent here that Apostle has made the decision to cancel both movements so that the family of God can enjoy their 4th of July and their celebration with their families. Mary Jane, thank you. Glory to Jesus. Glory. Glory. I have a praise report from Brother Ian. I have been working two jobs a lot of days for 12 and 13 hours, but sometimes as much as 17 hours, and it was too much. I got a new job. This one is still full-time and pays more than both of them as a landscape. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Congratulations. Congratulations. Don't forget that delay is never denial. Don't forget that delay, your blessing is coming. It's on its way. It's already been released and dispatched. Just do what you're supposed to do. Fuel it and keep inviting it. Fuel it. Fuel it. How do I fuel it? Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going by sight. Thank you, Jesus, that the job is for me. Thank you, Jesus. This situation will change. Until it changes in the natural, enjoy your family. Don't couples, don't bicker, don't fight. Wives, stay in your lane. Husbands, cover all lanes. That's your God-given responsibility. It's for the husband to cover all lanes. That's your priestly covering. Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you. We thank you for the church of the living God in this house. I pray that you will cover, that you will refresh, that you will refire, that you will rekindle, that you will rejuvenate every person under the sound of my voice, O God. Holy Ghost, I pray that they will build that relationship with you, that you are the only one that is more than able to take them into a place they've never entered into before. I plead the power of the blood over the word that was spoken today. I pray that the word will pierce and penetrate to the depths of their heart. For the word of God is sharper, powerful, than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. So bless your people today, O God. Let them leave hungry and thirstier for the things of the kingdom. And everybody said, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say. Everybody say, be blessed, everybody.